این که کاش از این رژی خنار باید بوده کش رژی نیست من شنمی که دست کنون خونه دهی بگی متبون چیم گوی شایی آخی در بزن شیخ حتی بوچه یه خود بره دو شیخ سال آخیز کم که با بیار بیار شیخ خوی ما شیده ده حقه و میشه خود و شیخ خطه ده خوش ده سیخه مکخیزه ‫בין אלוהי יודום, ‫השכיח משנוסי, ‫שכיח מעט מעט עיין, ‫ומעט מעט מוחו. ‫בחלים יעט ומוחו מעט. ‫ואוכל הראשון הבדואי תחוד, ‫הוא עם שוכיח נשכח. ‫ואם נשכח בו נשכח, ‫סייפ חו נשכח חגר, ‫כמו שפיר שרשי נפר שסייקר, ‫ואם כי על כל רוקי ששוחת עכשיו, ‫ושאול זייס, ודאי לחובי מה שבהינו יודע הכי, ובשורך השוכח הכי. So he says, I mean, it's the Taz analyzes the Achilles Pshat from the point of view of the three Torah tzaddikim. So first he analyzes the Achilles Pshat from the point of view of the first Torah tzaddikim. What's the first Torah tzaddikim? That the reason is why, in the case of Migvah Shemitah Yitzchak HaSeiro, we are not Teiro Elehekta. And in the case of Ashiach Yitzchak Satin Pogo, we are Teiro Elehekta. Chafchizeh says we are Teiro Elehekta. So because over there we cannot be Teiro Elehekta by Mikveh, because if we are going to be Teiro Elehekta, so then we have to assume what? That the Mikveh has been Shleimo, the status quo of the Mikveh of Shleimo continue till when? Until this morning. So that then it will mean that with one stroke everything will diminish, and it doesn't happen that way. So we can say the Sakin was fine until it touched, it collided with its moment. So he says, how about the Sheikhet? So he says, Sheikhet, forgetting Sheikhet is like the diminution in the mikveh. Just as the leaking out of water in the mikveh is a gradual process, so shikveh is also a gradual process. And he says a person doesn't forget with one stroke. A person doesn't forget with one stroke. A person forgets gradually. But it's not so conclusive for the task. It's true that a person forgets gradually. So many times a person, it's true, I mean, that a person forgets gradually. But if a person has the motivation to remember and he constantly alerts himself to remembering all the facts that he learned, all the halachas that he learned, so then it doesn't happen with one stroke. But if a person will be Nisiyah Das himself from learning, he can forget everything in a short time. Now, I had a friend of mine, I am not going to mention names, that he turned out to be a very prominent rabbi. And when he took the Pchine in Yitzchak Hanon many years ago, he took the Pchine in Yitzchak Hanon about, I don't know, 40 years ago. He was older than I, 5 years older. And my father, Zechino and Broche, said that he knew every shach, every taz, every crazy place. And then he had to come back 3 months later to take a prine, certain things. So he not only didn't he know, because he already accepted the rabbinical position, modern rabbinical positions, well, you don't have to learn. I mean, so you have to be involved in other things. So then he forgot everything. In 3 months, a person should forget everything, and he has a good zikon, terrific zikon. Why? He became involved in the modern rabbinate. So the male, he was Messiah Das himself from learning. If a person is Messiah Das from himself from learning, he can forget everything in a very short time. That's one thing. So what the Taz says has its limitations. It's not so poshet. It's true. If a person has the motivation, the desire to remember, then he'll still forget. I mean, he'll still forget. But then the forgetting will be a gradual process. But if a person divests himself of the motivation and of the desire to remember, he's Messiah Das, he can forget everything in a short time. In a short time. Now, I knew Matthew very well. I could read Latin books and understand it. But I couldn't understand now one simple sentence in Latin. I wouldn't, because I was Messiah Das myself from it. So it has its limitations. And then certain situations, if a person, let's say, had a sickness or he had a lot of aggravation, so then that's a circumstance that can make him forget everything with one stroke. So there are certain limitations upon what the Tas says. It's not so kosher in regard to the minution of water in the mikveh. There are no limitations. A mikveh does not, unless you pour it out or you bore a hole in the mikveh, of course, so all the water will come out. But if nothing like that is done, so then it will only leak out gradually, not with one stroke. But as far as shikra is concerned, there are certain circumstances under which shikra can take place in total, not in a gradual way. That's one thing. And then there is another tile and the Taz Asogi against the Ramon. Because it's true. And even in a case where the shikra is a gradual thing, is a gradual thing. So that means that it happens only gradually. But if it happens only gradually, but in order that the shchite of the sheikhet should be possible, it doesn't mean that he has to forget everything. He has to forget that there is such a thing as shia. Suppose he didn't forget that there is such a thing as shia, but he forgot that by shchita so the shia is very little. So it's also possible shchita. He has to forget everything. So in other words, if he forgets, there are certain halachas that are indispensable for the competence of the Sheikh of the Shem. And if he forgets one of these essential halachas, even though he knows, he remembers 99%, a Sheikh, in order to be a good Sheikh, must get 100, not the 99, not the 60. A Sheikh has to get 100. Because and the things that are essential. So we may say, true, that it's a gradual process. So if it's a gradual process, so that means he didn't forget everything at once. But he forgot at once with one stroke. He forgot one essential law. One essential law he forgot. So that's enough to disqualify him in the sheikh. So that's the asoge against the Rambo is not so conclusive. What he says generally is true, but it's, first of all, it has its limitations. And then, I don't think that it applies here, because in regard to the knowledge, the competence of a sheikh, so it's not necessary, let's say, in regard to a mikveh, let's say, if mikveh should be dug, usually when we make a mikveh, we are not deducting that the mikveh should have just the exact klimemsah. The only mikveh that had the exact klimemsah was matzada mikveh. So there they had a reason. Exactly, because there was an unusual circumstance, and they didn't have any space, so they had to be mitzamtzim. But like this, a mikveh, a kosher mikveh, has much more than himself. Has 80 some, 70 some. So in Meleh, here we couldn't say that even though with one stroke, one drop of water might leak out, but if just one drop of water leaked out, so it would become possible. If originally it had 80 some, and now it has 30 some, so it couldn't have leaked out with one stroke. But let's say, suppose it's a case of mikveh sheminda. Let's say before Pesach, we measured the mikveh and we found out exactly, like the mikveh matzana that the archaeologists discovered, exactly memsah. And then now, half a year later, we see it is just a little less than himself. So then we will intimate according to the parents of the Gemara of Hasan Asa. We wouldn't say, because then we could say it was only Nachsa this morning. But it's a gradual thing. Well, there was just exactly Memso now. I mean, half a year ago there was exactly Memso. Now it's a much less than Memso. So then we wouldn't say Hasalasa. So the melee here too, we can say it's Dagure. There's nothing wrong with Dagure, because two it's a gradual process. But if he forgets one essential aloche, he's not competent as a sheikh. Yes, sir.
Isn't the determination that he's Omer al Ha'asr, that it's Mutar, and he'd really have to forget a lot to make such
If he doesn't know the she or she by any, so then he's incompetent. He doesn't, in other words, it's mentioned that he has to know everything. I mean, even the Leador have certain sveikas. But if the Shaila is in the Dova Poshet, and he forgot that in A, the she or she is the minimum, so then he's incompetent with the Sheikh. Alright. So, anyway, so it's not, he's a soge against the Agude. From the perspective of the first standards in the says, he's not exclusive, he's not conclusive at all. Or B.K. he says, על כל כך ששוחת עכשיו בשור זה ודאי אין לכל אימא שעדהינו יודע חקר ובשור אחר שוחת חקר ויש לנו לעשר ומפריע כי היינו מיקר וכנה בייסה במורד החי מרד ולטריפס גם הדבינס שלסו מפורו הנמצא סטריפו בשם רבי בייסה קונצו דחיל מאפשר אימא טובי ועשויה עשרינן חקר ומפריע וכנה בקיין מטעם ששוחת ועשויה. Oh, so he says that from the perspective of the first Eretz Yisrael, so the Pesach of the Agudah is not sound. Now he starts analyzing the Pesach of the Agudah through the perspective of the second Eretz Yisrael. But here is a bunch of cases. Dam Gineishu, Ein Kam Shum Badar Nikol, Adra, Yeish Kam Tzu Badar, Shein Yedeya, Elo Shein Yontu Azman Ashikha. Now, you see, what's the second Eretz Yisrael? The reason is why, if by Shochad Nitzis Sakim Bo, so Rav Chisda says that we are Taylor Hokel because there is a reasonable circumstance to which we can attribute the God, namely, that's honest. So, Mashenki by Mitveh, there is no reasonable circumstance to which we can attribute it. Why? The last moment. Why is that more reasonably attributable than the first moment after the measuring of the mitzvah? So he says, from that point of view, so here, we couldn't be machshir all the behemoths that the sheikhet was sheikhet with Avreya, because here we don't have any more, there is nothing more reasonably attributable in the last moments of the intervening period than in the first moment. Now again, this is not conclusive at all, this assertion. Why? Because the longer, the more time that elapses from the time you learn a certain thing, the more likely it's to be forgotten. If I learn something half a year ago, so a week later, I'm not so likely to forget it. 2 weeks later, I'm more likely to forget it. 3 weeks later, I'm more likely to forget it. The more time elapses, the more likely I am to forget. So when the question is, did he forget the essential dinim of Hilchashchite a year ago? A year ago, when he received Kabbalah, when he knew everything perfectly well, when it was shown on the feet, or did he forget it? Did he forget it a day after he received Kabbalah, or he forgot it only last night? So, So it was more likely that he forgot it at a later period than at an earlier period. So why it's not conclusive at all? I mean, the Taz has so against the Ramon against Agure. Here we also have a reasonably attributable circumstance, because the question is, to what moment should it be attributed, this oblivion, this forgetting, this shikre? To the first moment, the day after he received Tavole, when it was just one day after everything was Shogobevi? Or now, last night, a year after he received Tavole? So it's more likely that the person will forget a later period than at the beginning. Yes?
The teacher Tazis was so good to say that it's possible he forgot he didn't forget the day after he learned it. But maybe he forgot it 2 months after he learned it, or 3 months after he learned it, up to today. But we don't know when he forgot, so we have to assume the worst possible thing. We have to assume that he forgot it a long time ago, therefore we have to opt to keep him up right.
Yes, you mean, because there are more moments in the past than the last moment. But here you cannot apply the concept of war, because of what significance is the fact that you had 1,000 different moments in the past, in the remote past, in which he could have forgotten, as against one moment in the present. So you couldn't apply the concept of war, because of what significance is the fact that he had 1,000 of hours in the remote past with which to forget, as against 1 hour in the present to forget, because the thousands of hours in the remote past were not as likely to affect the shikha as this hour in the present. So melee, it still can be considered as a reasonably attributable circumstance. Well, you see, I'm not saying that we have to say like that today, but it's certainly the asogi of the Taz, from the point of view of the second Eretz of Thesis, is certainly not conclusive. Because we can reasonably say that here too, the last moment is a reasonably attributable circumstance. Oh, then he said, Baal Kocho, שבאגוד השום אחת צלעי, על הציר הצגימו של הכיסוס, ואוכח מוכה באגוד הרשנית, שהיא בהתר הצגים, ואם כן צורך לב אגב משייך את זה, שיש סלקס ויקה, סופית יודע, עוזה או לוחס, ואם תמצא לא יודע, אם השוח הצ'אפ יבוא יפסו. So, the Taz, he's so convinced that from the perspective of the first Teretz, that Agud is psak at no basis. He's so convinced that from the perspective of the second Teretz of Thesis, the Agudas Psak has no basis. So he says, obviously, when the Aguda passed in that way, it was on the basis of the third Teretz. So now he's trying to analyze it from the point of view of the third Teretz. Alright, so what is the third Teretz? The third Teretz is that over there we say, over here we say Sakin Israel, Israel. What does it mean? Because even if it had been established that the Pgam occurred before the Shrite as a result of its calling the Irbis HaShrite, so it still doesn't mean that the Shrite was the Psul. Because even when one shechts with Sakin Pogo, if he is careful not to bring the spot with the Pgam in contact with the Simoni, so it's still a kosher Shrite. Oh, so from that point of view, there are the Agude came to the conclusion here too, assuming that he forgot the essential Aruch HaShchite the next day after he took Kabbalah, assuming that he forgot it the next day, but it's still possible that even though he didn't know Aruch HaShchite, he still shat properly. But someone who doesn't know Aruch HaShchite must be Nabel. There is a possibility that he will be Nabel if he doesn't know, But there is a possibility that even if he didn't know the Shemitah, he still was Shemitah. So, that he understands. But he says, the Tas says that the third Teretz of Teis, the third Teretz of Teis says, only tries to explain Rav Chisda's but not the Tzachal Yimah. We have to remember, your hope has still now a hinder of Chisda. We should have some is that. Chazim and Moritz am Chim al Slex Reke. So we shem on my practice in the ground. We need to him a way. Aim a low shochat, ki negat akim. The motion of Thaces does use the motion of Slex Reke. So the Taz assumed that Rav Chisda is matter on the basis of the Aloch of Slex Reke. So he said, Wait a minute. The Maui is Yahweh Klingus and the Saki, who Maui is Yahweh Klingus and the Imo, and our Koko Hoka Koma. Saki is the Perish, we can say the two. Shemu Beats and you. But if you pay on the Imo, Shemu is Mishatras money, can never have given. We have a key specs, the notion of thesis is, we have a key specs. It is assumed that thesis means Mami specs. So why is it specs? Okay? Why is this vexed? Okay? It is vexed. First of all, there is one subject, maybe the Pgam occurred later on, after the Shrite. So then there is no problem. Assuming that the Pgam occurred before the Shrite, as a result of calling the Yom is a Shrite, maybe the Pgam did not even touch the Simoni. After all, the Sakin is very large. So that portion of the Sakin that has the Pgam in, so didn't touch the Simon. I mean, didn't touch the Simon, didn't call the Simon. So it is vexing. But then the Kashi is Monashia. If so, so it should be Mutter without Shiva Vatsamas. So the answer is, Thesis is explaining Rav Chisda's opening. So then it could be Mutter on the basis of vexing. But we don't pass like Rav Chisda. We pass like Rav Chisda only in the case of Shiva Batzomis. Why? Because in the case of Shiva Batzomis, then we have a highly reasonable circumstance to which we can attribute the Pgam. But she can avoid Shiva Batzomis. So one circumstance is just as attributable as the other circumstance. When the question is between the Eyob is a Shrite or the Etzem Afrekes. So the Mele and we, so apparently we don't pass like Rav Chisda that we can be moderate on the basis of Shrite. So the Mele, and since we don't pass like Rav Chisda, so in the case of the Cheche, so we cannot pass like Rav Chisda either. So now the Taz is saying that according to Rav Chisda's own Shrite, the Pesach of the Agudah is out. On the basis of the longness of the third Teretz of Thesis. But we don't pass like Rav Chisda. And Thesis is only saying that our limit of Chisda, who is material even without Shiva Batzomis. But we are not material. We are it without Shiva Batzomis. But let it be material without Shiva Batzomis. On the basis of Svexley. Okay. The answer is, this is nothing with Svexley. According to Pesach of the Gemara. Because in order to be a good Svexveke, so each Sofik has to be, I mean, that's mentioned in the Gemara Svexveke, each Sofik has to be a Sofik Hashom. But here, the second Sofik is not a Sofik Hashom, the second Sofik. So in Mele, we cannot be martyred on the basis of Svexveke. And according to Rav Chisda, apparently the Taz holds, according to Tesis holds, that Rav Chisda doesn't have that requirement. That each subject has to be a Sofik Hashom. But we don't pass like Rav Chisda. So on the basis of Svexveke, it's not a good Svexveke. So in any way, we should be matter of Mafreya. And that's the Psach of the Taz. The Taz is Chilik and the Psach of the Rambo, and he is also Chilik and the Psach of the Agudah. And he says that when the Rashbo was Asad of Mafreya, he Asad of Mafreya even in the case when the Sheikh had come up. Now, again, on the base, from the point of view of the third Eretz of Thesis. So, Thesis does not mean Mamesh Svexveke. Thesis uses the notion, we have a key Svexveke. But Thesis doesn't mean Mamish Rekshege. Teaches only means that, in other words, that we are matter on the basis of the fact, we are matter on the basis of the fact that there is no reyesi in the behavior. Now, so it doesn't mean, so at first, Teaches in the Kashi assume that reyesi, Sakim Yisrael, Bein Lo Yisrael, means just to pute, because there is nothing noticeable on the behavior. So then Teaches says, the Kashi, but in the case of Mikvish and Inda, the Mitzah Hosea, so there is nothing noticeable on the person, what is noticeable is in the Mitzah itself, not on the person. That's why Teaches says the Kashi. So now Teaches is saying, it doesn't mean that Sakim, that the Reyeseh, that we see the Sakim, cannot be considered as a race in behavior just because we don't see it. So what if we don't see it? But logically, one follows from the other. So a race in the Saki is necessarily a race in behavior. But in view of the fact that it's possible that even if the Saki had a carbon shrike, still the behavior should be shame. So the melee, whether it is 50-50 or not 50-50, it doesn't matter. As long as it's possible that even with the gab occurring in the sakin before the shchita, that the shchita should still be shemo. So the melee, the gab in the sakin is not considered as a reyes in the heime. If it's not a reyes in the heime, then al pidi we have to rely on the hazoke. So you have to rely on the hazoke, because true, Rabuni himself says that Beinu Bechayeo Bechaskasis are Ederes, but Mishchato Bechaskaset are Ederes. And here it's Mishchato. But if we had the Reyes in the Behemi itself, then the Mishchato is not established. But since it's possible that even if there had been a God at the time of the Shchite, that the Shchite should still be good, so the Bele, we have no Reyes in the Behemi. If we have no Reyes in the Behemi, so then, Rav Chisda says, we say, Mishchato Bechaskaset HaRaveres, and we don't have to Bechay Sheish. Maybe the Shchite was a Shchite Psoa. This is what Teisa said. So Teisa says, Ki Svek Sveke. But Teisa doesn't mean, Mam is a Din of Svek Sveke. If Teisa said, meant the Din of Svek Sveke, so Teisa would say, V'havel is Svek Sveke. Why does Teisa have to say, V'havel is Ki Svek Sveke? In other words, it is applying a svore that is similar to the svore of Sveksi. What's the svore of Sveksi? Okay. First of all, in other words, maybe it's muta. And maybe one thing happened. And assuming that another thing happened, maybe it's still muta. So here he says, this is a similar svore, similar omnis. In other words, that here, after all, the aloha is, behimu b'chayyo b'cheskisi sarameles. But mishchato b'cheskisi sarameles. But if there is a reis in the behimu, then it's not mishchato. But here, there is no reyes in the baby. What's the reyes? The reyes of the Saki? Even with the reyes of the Saki being in the Saki before the Shchite. So it still does not mean that the Shchite has to be a Shchite Psula. So the melee, the gab of the Saki does not constitute a reyes in the baby. If it doesn't constitute a reyes in the baby, so we do not have to be a So we do not have to be a Shchite. All right. Now, ומשכין עולה ובשיר בעצום אלו דווקא, לא איזה מובן, אלא בשביל הסצר לא ימאנו להידון, רק כששיר הדרך שירה, כאילו כמה נצמי נתרס, אם כי אם חי שכר, שאין בי, סבור למה יוסם, מייתה מנח שבי, מייתה מנח שבי סבק סבק, ואין לו אימא, וגם איכר, גם הוכר, יהי סבור למה הכר מציר לסבק סבק, מכיח, ותווי מסתבל ומסלשי, השיקחה, ואיכר הזמן, this is what we said, כל מדרשיה, זה הנה, וגם עיסקי נמי נהוכה, דתווי מסתבר מסליס אדם, בכתיך אחרינו, דהיינה מפחקס, דכל כמו, שעוד המחיתיך, עיסקי מוהלך ומסקלקי. So, himself does realize that there is a weakness in his argument that from the point of view of the second Teretz in Teisves, so here it's analogous to Sheikhei Misakim Pogo. He's talking about the yeshiva batzom. So then he says, no, you cannot say that the fact that it's more reasonable that the shikha occurred v'yichol's man than behegim's man. You cannot say it, because if you apply that kind of misvore, you have to apply it ligabei sheichim misakim within tzopomim also. Because it's more reasonable that the gam occurred after using the saki many times rather than the first time. But the likelihood, the likelihood of forgetting as a result of the lapse of time, as the likelihood of the gam occurring after using it a number of times. Because in connection with using an instrument many times, so it's true, it's more likely that after using isaki 10 times, so you it will acquire gam, then it will acquire gam when you use it the first time. But there is no necessity in ultimate acquisition of gam after using it a number of times. It's very possible that the person will use his sake 1,000 times and still do not acquire it. He is very careful. So it's very possible. But in case, shikhe, unless the person doesn't forget, I mean, there are a few people who have such memories, but the average person is bound to forget. The average person is bound to forget at some time. So in many ways, here it's more likely that the shikha will occur be yichosman as against a shikha occurring be heavy. Oh, we still be sitting in chesam and b'shem sam bonim is bonim. That few of Eva, we know about chesam osa. We got in kei, eilei ma b'nim didom, lahat rakeu lu k'nidu b'ches k'sayi, tehetea, mitchilo. Zeine, do b'giti b'yo shel ashe, ka b'mikre shel nivda, b'nim tzoch osa. Zeu shene, kol tumi shel kaire shel nishtam tzube, b'kei li b'anosh in shetom in tevos on place, mash ma apu kishe ish lo b'ches k'stare, reis en tares, v'imahane, kik m'kereis v'gitle. We'll be double shot. Or can I be came to cut? We got came in over the eye by intuition. Now, if you didn't go to cut the more intuition, but like a thousand of a kilo, you wouldn't be able to understand. But they over the eye by intuition, it would be small of a kilo. The Rabba Kibe deal has come as a communication with some of them. Now, this involves a machlekes tesis and Rambam in Dushim. In Dushim, that a machlok is a machlek between a bayah and Rabbah. If the Yachot says to a woman, to a husband, Ish the Chosin see before. Is the Yachot? In Dushim, the Yachot comes to Mishnai. So, even if the husband keeps quiet, Now we pass like Chabakim, but Chabtav was mitai. Why was Chabtav mitai? Because he was minding the mikveh b'ches kashloim. In other words, Chabtav rejects the concept of tav reis. But for chosav chosav asol. He rejects it. We pass from a Chabakim. Omer Abtal, Mikve Zeh Bechaz Kashol Limuz. Wait, Misofi Kadu Bola Chasrei, Al Tachzerenu Misofi, Omer Abakim, Odom Zeh Bechaz Kastom Yoeim, Misofi Kadu Bola Itami, Al Tachzerenu Misofi. So Abtal, Mal, you swap the point of view of the Chaz Kashol Limuz. So, Rabakiv argues from the point of view of the Cheskestomi of the Gabriel, the Cheskestomi of the Kehler. Omer Abtar, Moshe Leini, Umachim Ogaba Mizbeah, Vinei Dashu Ben Kushim Ben Chalutzo, Shavu Yosef Shevo. Now there is a special aloha anymore learned that from the Posse. Called Priya Yod of Tirtzi, after the Chlom Shebehem Tirtzi. So, Gimora learns out that if a certain Kehen did have it in the course of years, then it turned out that he is a cholol. So all the avida that he did mafreya is kshera, who pay al yod of tirtze, after the cholim shebohem, is tirtze. So Rav Kaufman says, we should learn out this case of mikvesh in the lipsa choser, vam hoyoyim idu makim al gama mizbeach, venida shu biku shu ben chutzo, shabu nasi kshera. So here too, even though the mikveh is neidashi chaseiro, so the mafreya it should be kseiro. Only mikam lahabe it should be so. Omer Abakive, Moshe when it's about to come in Zbeya, we need a shoe about moon, shall do some sulo. Omer Abtarate, after the missile about moon, but the missile ben kushu ben chutzo, you will be day me, but you didn't know ben kushu ben chutzo, you didn't make ben kushu ben chutzo, you didn't know about moon, you didn't make about moon. So, Abtarate, try to learn it out from the Kusha Mechutzo. And Rabbi Akiva learns out from Balmum. So if he came in, he did that way for many years. And no one knew that at his group he had a move. Then it turned out that he had a move. So that way is Zul Mafreya. So Rabbi Akiva learns out from Kishnim Tzachoseya from Balmum. And Rabbi Tauf learns out from Kishnim Tzachoseya from the Kusha Mechutzo. He's called Rabbi Akiva Lodei Mikve Psule Biyochi Balmum Psule Biyochi Bal Yechia Ben Kosh Mechutze She Psule Bishnai. The question is there a bigger analogy between Balmum and Mikve, or there is a bigger analogy between Ben Kosh Mechutze? So Rabbi Akiva says there are similarities between Rabbi Akiva says as follows. He's Rabbi Akiva Lodi, Mikve Psule Biyochi, Ubalmum Psule Biyochi, Bal Yechia Ben Kushe Mechutze, She Psule Bishnai, that there is more of a similarity between Balmum and Mikve, because Balmum and Nidechot is the Mones. If Nidechot will come and will say that a certain person is a Balmum, he has the Mones. If Nidechot will come and say a certain person who is allegedly a kid is really chol, Ibn Kushim Bechutzo is not nemo. Because to pass a person as in the chol, that's in the Moshe Be'al. So Rabbi Akiva says there is more of a similarity between Mikve and Balmum than there is between Mikve and Ibn Kushim Bechutzo. Because both by Mikve and by Balmum and the Dechot is nemonis. By Ibn Kushim Bechutzo and the Dechot is not nemonis. Because Ibn Kushim Bechutzo is a Ben Kusha Ben Chlutzo requires Shnai. The Baracha, Mikve Tzul Bikufi, Balmum Tzul Bikufi. Val Yechia Ben Kusha Ben Chlutzo, Shem Tzul Bachim. Omer Rav Tarfum, Akive Kula Tirch Mucho, Kipei Reis Nachai. Hai Balmum Shem Tzul Biyochi, Vechedome, Id Komak Heshlei Min Ehemer. Let's say, suppose, and the Yachat comes and tells the Kehen, you are a Balmum, you are possible to do that, baby. And the Kehen says, you are lying, I'm not a Balmum. So in such a case, the Idechot will not be lemon. So when does Rabbi Akiva say that the Idechot is lemon to pass on someone, a kid, as a Balmum? He, let's say, the Idechot will come and tell a kid, you are a Balmum, and behind the Godin, you have a moon. So beneath the Godin, you have a moon. And then the kid will keep quiet, he will not contradict. So in such a case, it's possible that the Idechot is lemon. So we see. So then Rabbi Akiva says that Rigabi Balmum and Dechot is Lemon when the Baldobo is not Machrish. But Rigabi Bikushi Mechutzo is not Lemon, even though the Baldobo is not Machrish. So we see that by Dovash Be'albo and Dechot is no Lemon is, even if the Baldobo is not Machrish. That's the Raya. For obviously, that when someone says to a husband, Ish Tchozin Sobiponai, and the husband is not Machrish, so he's still not Lemon. Das ist der Reihe. Weil ich hier bin, wo ich nach Moshe besuche, ich schneide. So, das ist Kashi gegen Abaye. Abaye says, das ist eben bei Domash und Erbo. If in der Chod says to the husband, ich doch auch sieht, so wie von ein, and the husband is like Makrish, then is the more. Abaye und Alei und Niko Makrish. So then he asks, so, if he's Makrish, like, how can the Nidech be the more? Like, I'm not more. Would you come to my behemon? Don't look, schlag achme. Enoch and Amo. If the Nidech comes, and he tells me three best, he tells, he confronts a certain Kayan, and he says, this Kayan has been functioning as a Kayan, doing the Abede, but I know, beneath the God in he has a moon. And then the Kayan says, you are a liar, I have no moon. So suppose the Nechot says, if you are no moon, why don't you strip yourself, so we'll see that you have no moon. So then if he doesn't strip himself, the Nechot is never. His Nechot is never. So in other words, when Rabbi Kiva says that there is a difference between Balmum and Belgusho, so Rabbi Kiva has reference to the case when the Baldogo is Machrish. So in regard to Mum, if he is Machrish, but the Idechot gives him the choice to show that his testimony is false. So he is Nemon as long as he doesn't refute, he doesn't demonstrate that his testimony is false. But by Domash HaBe'elbo, even in such a case, and in Dechon is not Nemon. Now here in this Gemara, so this Gemara is very strange. Rabbi Kalfin learns out that Mikveh from Ben Grusha Ubechlutzo. So just as by Ben Grusha Ubechlutzo. So we say that Abed is Ksheiro, well, you know, Tirtze, after growing Sheben Tirtze, so in the case of Mikvash in the Lutzu Chaseiro, so the Tarish and Asal Gabo is also Torah Mafreya. So all the Rishayim raise is a Kashi against the Gemara. If the Aloha had been, that Hoyo Emin Al Gabam is Beach, we need to show Ben Kusho Ben Chutzu, the nitzor shall be kosher mechutzah. So it's only the avedes akshere is only case of isopik. Hoyer in the agava mizbeach. And then isopik arose. Maybe he's even kosher mechutzah. And the halachim is pay a lot of tirtz. That where isopik arises. So all the avedes lemafchei akshere is. Then we could learn out mikvash nina nitzachoseh from ben kosher mechutzah. From the Kusha Machlutzo, Rabbi Akiva learns out from the Kusha Machlutzo, Rabbi Talfin learns out from Balmum. But the aloche is by the Kusha Machlutzo that even if it turned out beyond the shadow of a doubt, beyond a shadow of a doubt that he was definitely a Bekusha Mechlutzo, still the Avedis Akshayas. It's a special Zakosim, who pay a lot of Tirtze, after Uchloim Sheba Yer Tirtze. So what Shaykhes, what bearing does it have upon Mikve Shinim Nadim Tzachotza? In the case of Mikve Shinim Nadim Tzachotza, suppose two Eidim will come and testify and they'll say, hey, last Pesach, so 1 hour after the Mikve was measured, and we showed that it was Shleimo, we measured it, and we saw that it was Chaseyore. Will there be any question as to whether the Tares Akshere is or not? Of course it will be, Meyes. If it will be, it's bound. And here, by Ben Grusho Ben Chlutzo, so we say, even if it's this barrier that it was definitely Ben Grusho Ben Chlutzo, it's still kosher. So what bearing does it have upon me, Meshadim and Tzachoseh? That Kashe is raised by all the Shemim. So the Ramban says that from this Gemara it appears that this Aloch of Peir Yod of Tirtzah, of Kol Shebrem Tirtzah, only applies to a case where a Sofik was established. If he can, Sopik, it turned out that he is a Sopik hollow, so then we are Machshir, all the Abim. But if it turns out if Badai that he is a hollow, then it's not to Yom Machshir. But all the other Shirim Achilik of Rambam. So the Rambam establishes that Chimesh on the basis of this Gemara. Otherwise, how could there be a Machleke between Rambam and Rambakime, whether we learn out Mikvash and Minda from Chumum or learn it out from Bekushe Bechutze? By Bekushe Bechutze, by Bekushe Bechutze, so the Aloch is even if it's in Vada, if it's in the Cholom. Still, the Abedis indeed, before we found out, and here, if it turns out in Badai that the Bikle was Hasein at the time of the Tvilah, of course, the Tvilah is all Tvilah. So the Rambam says, from this memory it appears that the Aloche of that Kotar, that the Tabi is Hasheimah and Matreya, only applies to a case where it was shown that there is a Sophie. But if it turned out that it's Badai Cholol, then Tabi is Hasheimah. But he says no, this Aloche of Tvil, not of Tirtse. Here, you have to say it applies to a case, even to a case where, even to a case where it's a Badai, it turns out the Badai that he was a cholo. So how does Jesus, sense of this people, this kashet? They in the read the Bitalkit. Plika Bitalkish and Asal Gabo, Pnuma Freya, Maros who was Chazoke, the Mikve, Umaros who was Chazoke, the Odo. So he said here, the Gamkin of the Raya Mayim Dush, the book of Mishmoy Rabakim, the Rabakim, the Hitchkab was in communication in the Bamu, the Yahweh Ben Khusho. In other words, when the Ta says, so he says, so he is referring to the Rabbanshi, that the Xerasakosu or Pilgrim of Tirtse, after Lordship and Tirtse, applies only to a case where a Kayan, someone who is reputed as a Kayan, did the Aveda for a long time on the Mizbeah, and then it turned out that there is a Sophie. Maybe he's been Khushe Bechutz. So he's such a case. Then the Rabban. So now we have a Machlok, according to Rabban. So we have a Machlok between Rabtal and Rabbi Akiva in connection with Mikreshim Davin Zachos, whether Tarish Nasal Gabo from Afreya, Tareris, or Pneis. So Rabbi Akiva says it's Meis. Rabbi Akiva applies this Svore of Tadoris. Rabbi Tarf doesn't apply this Svore of Tadoris. And he says his statements. We rely on the Chesvishloim of the Mikveh. Why does Rabbi Tarf rely on the Chesvishloim of the Mikveh? Because he learns it out from Ben Chusho Bechut. And by Ben Chusho Bechut itself, we only rely on the Chazoke of the Cheskeskashkas. Only in the case when there is a Sophie. But if it turns out if Badai that is a hollow, then we are not talking about this. So Rabbi Akiva learns out because it's a Hosea from the Khusho Mechutz. So some makes from Ben Khusho from Mamu. And Rabbi Tarf learns it out from Ben Khusho who Ben Khutzo. And by Ben Khusho Mechutzo itself, we are only matter when it's a Sophie. When it's a Sophie. So it says, So the Yimuk HaBakiva says that the reason as to why we cannot learn out from the Khusho Mechutzo and to remind him of Cheskas Tare, of Cheskas Kashres, is because Ben Khusho Mechutzo is Tzumei Mishvai. Masha'ikin, So it's for the yoke. Now, but so that means, so Rabbi Akiva implies that in a case where it's Sulei Mishnayim, then if Mikveh had been a case of Sulei Mishnayim, then Rabbi Akiva would consider Rabbi Tarfon that we should learn out from the Kush of the Chutzo and to rely on the Cheskestare and the Cheskashlemo of the Mikveh. But the reason is why Rabbi Akiva does not rely on the Cheskashlemo of the Mikveh, because it's not analogous to the Kush of the Chutzo. It's analogous more to a Balmum, because Balmum is Psule B'yochi and Mikveh is also Psule B'yochi. But if Mikveh had been Psule B'shtayim, then it would be analogous to the Kush of the Chutzo, and we wouldn't have, and we would rely on the Cheskashlemo of the Mikveh. Now, in this case, there is a new mention at the end of Siman Aleph that if someone is Ozak as a Kucheche, and then an Idechot comes and he says, testifies, that he is a pot, he is not a Kucheche, so he cannot pass it. We need to aid him to pass it, a Sheche as a Sheche, disqualified Sheche. So the male that means the Sheche is Dogo Shep Sulei Bishnai, not Sulei Bishnai. And Rabbi Akiva implies that if Mikveh had been Dogo Shepsule Bishnayim, then he would agree with Chatao that we have to learn out from Ben Kusho Mechutso. And according to Rabban's chart, the whole halacha of Ben Kusho Mechutso is that we rely on the cheskas, kashkas, of the king. Not the Kshiras HaKosu, that even if he was a Badei Cholo, so he is Avin Yishero. So here too, even according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva doesn't rely on Chazoke in regard to Mikveh, because Mikveh is in Dovah Shetzur Adiyochim. But if Mikveh had been Dovah Shetzur Adishnayim, then Rabbi Akiva would agree with Rabbi Tarfon that we have to learn out from the Kusho Mechutso. And by the Kusho Mechutso, we have Xeras HaKosu in a case where Ikeyem did the Aveide, and then it turned out to be something Kusho Mechutso, we have Xeras HaKosu that we have to rely on the Cheskes Kashkes. So here, two Sheikhim is Dovah Shetzure Dishnayim, so we should learn out from the Kusho Mechutso, even according to Rabbi Akiva, and we should rely on the Cheskes Kashkes of the Sheikhim. So the Dachlis Psaak is correct. Vintin hai sheikhet namin zu diyochi in kamer simen ze, that in order to disqualify a sheikhet as incompetent, we have to have to aid him. And the nidechot cannot disqualify a sheikhet as incompetent. Vizeinei dobei, vizeinei. So he says, this is the svore that is mentioned by Sam as a raya to the Pesach of the Agudim. So he says, vizeinei. Dobei se yinye dimosif shom. Diyochi vifzu biyochi. Dane shirim alei. Shlei vach veloch. Shad of almum. Hochana biyochi leim alei. Kam boyo recho. Shem yidei yoche shchite. So in other words, the Gemara Abaye says there that in the case, where he says, if you claim that you're not involved, why don't you demonstrate it? By stripping yourself. So in this case too, and in Dechot will be Nemo. Two, that there is a din in Shochano Ochi at the end of Siman Aleph, that and in Dechot cannot pass the Sheikh. But if the one who passes the Sheikh tells the Sheikh, you are an Amoret, you don't know Ilcheshchite, I know that you don't know any of the dinim of Ilcheshchite. And then the Sheikh contradicts him, and the Sheikh says to the Dechot, he says, I know I'm a book Ilcheshchite. So then, the Idechot is never to pass the Sheikhet, since he gives him the choice of pulling himself a Bokin of Hashchite by submitting to Ibchine, so then the Idechot is never. So the Gemara says that this is considered as Dovah Shetzur B'yochi, and Dovah Shetzur B'yochi, we don't learn out from the Kusha B'chutzo. So the Psak of the Agudah is not sound. So Khaname, Yochalima Kambia Bahosh in Yoke Shite, Visus, Mashkota Shop, imitatively, Vado Yoch. I mean, the whole Raya could make sense according to Rabbanshi, that by the Kusho Berhutso, the Xerzakoso means that we rely on the Hazok. Vashinkin according to Deisha Shite, so that whole Yalpuse has nothing to do with Ben Kusho Mechutso. All right. ושוב ישראל יצעק עמוק הזה מדברי תשובס הרשבוס ומנבחס ששואל לו בערב ולא לנו כשחית וכל שהוא הרשבוס ששואל את כל מסתברים את זה שחית ושמע את השוחה ועד הם לא יודע כל מיני חרוכת ובקי כושר כל הכושר והקיום ואין שם זה ושם רובין זה אין יחדיך ונשחיתוסי ונאים למי שנבדק ונמידי הרד מציר וכן נאים למה מן החסקוסי אלא מי שהוא רק מתחיל או פסקי שבדקו ושוחתו בלכם ושוחתו בלכם והקיום צפון וכן למיקר שנמדק ואפילו הוכת מידבו אבל הוכה, איזה חזוק כאילו ישווה, כאילו שאומרים מה, מה נעבודנו החזקוסי, שבו הוא לא מה, ולא יודע ולא הוא רוצה, לפי כוח אם נראה שום הכשר למה ששוחד, ולא יהיו חיילים שנלבש להם, ואין כאן הוא אחד סופי, סופי כאילו לא יהיה סופי כאילו, אבל עד כמה שני. So the Rashbo says that in this case, everything is also not fair, because we don't know that he knew you חשכים את הלטה. So the implication is that only in this case, where it wasn't established that at any time he knew Yilchei Shechita. Mashiach in the case where he has Kabbalah, we know a year ago he was a book Yilchei Shechita, then we don't say that we asked him after all the Shechitas, so that's a Raya to the Pesach of Ramon. It's a Raya to the Pesach of Ramon. So he says, at Kao Sheni, he's a woman of Ramon, but she goes on the love of Kabbalah, he must live in Mafreya. ביקושה לאימא, ואין תאימא שכבון עשה רשבו ולמוקים שיש חזוקה שאף לסמכים לחזוקה מה אם הייסה מהייב יסעקי הוא לסמכים על חזוקה שום רק לרבחיז זה אבל אומרים את היו כסה בינו אישים רצונס ויסוד הרשבו עצמר כוסה בגיל הסבא יסעורו וזהו שני ואין תאימא אפילו בשביל ועצונס נימא בין מחייר וכסס ישראל מרס כתרבו לכאן ולכבוסי וישבים הראשון אורך הוא יבוא לחסק עם תחילו ובאים השחיק ובנחו ואים רמרין המלעסק על החסקוסי ובקים עצמו עוד ישבים את הצומס לסו עד כאן שמם לחזוק אל ישעק אין עזו נגד חזוק אל דהימו ואים ההתר עוד ישבים את הצומס ניסו כושרים אם תמצו בני נדין התר מגיע סרק סבקה שאומרנו כושת לא קם ותשיב את הרשבו יש לו נסרק סבקה אחד שבו יודע כמו ושוחה ואים שמורים על יפצור So he says that even though from one washing the Rashbo it's mashma in the Tshuva, that the reason as to why he's matia is because maybe the reason as to why he asks the matia because maybe he never knew the Sheikh. So that tends to indicate that in the case where the Sheikh had Kabbalah and it's established that at one time knew the Sheikh, so then we can rely on the Chazon of the Koreh, even though there is such an expression, but it's not so. It's not so because if we say that the Rashbo is matir on the basis of Sreik Sreike, so then why does the Rashbo answer in a case where he doesn't have Kabbalah? Even there there is Sreik Sreike. Even there there is Sreik Sreike. If there is Sreik Sreike, one thing is maybe you will have Sreike at the time when the Sheikh came up. He doesn't have Kabbalah, doesn't mean that he never knew Yilchei Shechita. If he has Kabbalah, then it's a Raya Kabbalah that at one time knew Yilchei Shechita. If he doesn't have Kabbalah, he doesn't demonstrate that he never knew Yilchei Shechita. So it's still his Lexeike, he doesn't have Kabbalah. One of the kings, maybe he knew Yilchei Shechita and he forgot. So it should be kosher, assuming that he never knew Yilchei Shechita, but maybe all the Shechitas were changed anyway. Even if one doesn't know it. So the Rashbo should say that even someone who didn't have Kabbalah should also be changed on the basis of Sreksheke. So the answer is no, we cannot apply the general meaning of Sreksheke. If we cannot apply the general meaning of Sreksheke, so even the case where we had Kabbalah, so it should still be awesome. Well, that doesn't represent any kasha. It's Sreksheke, it is. But the case where we didn't have, where we had Kabbalah, the case where he had Kabbalah, so then you rely not on Sreksheke, but on the Cheskas. The Chazok didn't be correct because he was a Boki. So that status quo of being a Boki with Hashemite continued until today when he forgot. So that's no Kashi. Alright. He says, Visu Kashi, he did some healing in God, had to make a Srexik, Shabano, Kashi, the Kabachim, Sarajbo, Yeshu, and Srexik, Echot Shemayot, Akwa, Mishoch, Arpe, Shemayot, and Psu, Visu, and Mikve, Mare, Kaino, and Lesser, Abdik, Chazok, Rahat, Ufi, Amina, Dar, Rajbo, Kosma, Chiba, and Rahat, and Wilson. That expression when the Rashbo uses, he says that here it's also the Mafreya because we don't even know whether he ever knew the Yilchei Shechita, so it's not because the Rashbo holds that we Yilchei Shechita if he had Kabbalah, so So then we would be asking about Kaya. Our game is, since we don't task like Hapkhide completely, so it would be also about Kaya, even if he had Kabbalah. But he's saying that God after the new say, in that particular case, he had no Kabbalah. So the Rashbam is saying that even according to Hapkhide himself, who is Matir, even the case of Moishiva Batsah. So it's also Buddha. Masha'ik in the case where he had Kabbalah, so according to Rav Chisda himself, who is Matir, even in the case where he was not Kibarat Zareis, then it would be Mutter. The Shkita would be Mutter. But we don't pass like Rav Chisda completely. We are only pass like Rav Chisda in the case of Kibarat Zareis. So then the Shkita would be Oseh, even in the case where the Sheikh had him. According to the Blazer, if the Sheikh had Kabbalah first, so the Shechita would be Kshayr on the Matraya. Masha'in came according to the Rabbonot, who's saying, Bamikash Midin Tzachoser, that we don't rely on the Cheskashleim of the Mikre, so the Meile, in the case of Sheikh, who was tested now, and turned out to be an Ibibok in the Shechita, so even if originally he had Kabbalah, all the behemoths would be also Bachir. Die Kinder kommen auf die Kurve, hätte ich die Schule, sie wird verfallen. Wenn ich drei Mal schon am Morgen habe, dann ist es mit dem Wammel, die ist noch mal dabei, sie leid, wie in der Seise, in der Dea Lune, und in der Sohn und Trimmer. Der Abrino, die in der Haschke Joda, in der Kore Name Joda, der Abrino, was er hat, der Mordechai, hat sich Schule. As suppose, the Balabai is engaged with certain persons in Lame. And he told him that he's using him as a Lame for his son only if he will be tested and he will get 100 on the test. Now, so he started to teach him and taught him for a year, the son, and the Balabais himself was alum, but the Balabais failed to test the Balam. And then the Balam taught the son of the Balabais for a year, and then he asked the Schiles for teaching his son. So the Balabais was a shrewd person, so the Balabais said, I don't have to pay you. When I engaged you, I mentioned the condition that I will only use you as a Malamu for my son, and I'll pay you a certain salary if I test you and you answer all the questions. But I didn't test you. I didn't test you. And you taught my son for a whole year without being tested. So the Malamed said to the Balabais, test me now. So the Balabais, after the Malamed had taught the son of the Balabais for a year, he tested the Malamed, and the Malamed answered all questions. So the Balabais was a difficult businessman, so he still refused to pay. He said, how do I know that at the time you taught my son that you knew everything? Maybe only in the last few days you studied a lot, and you set up nights and you studied. Maybe in the course of the year that you taught my son, so you didn't know. And our agreement was that I'll only pay you if I'll test you, and if you do well in the test. So the Mordechai said to the Tshuva that since he passed successfully, the Tchina now, so that's a raya that you knew everything the year before. This is the Tshuva of the Mordechai. So he said, Vein Rayen, Mashkos Ramon, Haideret Mishalesh, Vim Wadda Shizu Rabai Yisru Rasesi, Vim Yedei Aliyu Milu Yisom Mitchilo, Tavino Kim Tahashmi Yoda, Vim Koranami Yoda, Vazmina Bozarashmi. So now, what the Mordechai says, He said it's conclusive. I mean, there's no doubt. But then the Taz draws the conclusion that if what the Mordechai said is true, so the converse of the Pesach of the Mordechai is also true. Mm-hmm. If the Mordechai scaled, so it was the converse. Like, he didn't test, he wasn't tested the year before, but the year later he was tested, and he knew everything. So the Mordechai said, if he knows now, it's an ayah that the year before he also knew. Even though it's possible that the year before he didn't know anything. But in the course of the year, he learned the Yom HaLailah, and he acquired everything. But we don't say that. So he says the converse is also true. In this case, so just as the Mordechai says, that if he knows now, it's an ayah the year before him. So, if he doesn't know now, it's an ayah that the year before he didn't know either. How does one follow from the other? I don't know. I mean, he makes such a conclusion with that. How does one follow from the other? So he said, So he says, over there he wasn't born around him, and still he says, since now he was tested in Malamed, and he knows everything, so a year before he also knew. So anyway, the Congress is also. I mean, he doesn't, one does not necessarily follow from the other. And then he says, Babylon has been a Bosarach. They were in Mashan also. The Posaka Mordechai Krabnos. This really has been a Bosarach. The Matron is Shrimra. The Anan Kaimon and Rabbonon. The Pilos of Nosen. There is a Machlekes in Robasta in the Shlechle between the Rabbonon and Rabnos. Now, the Loch is in Shrimra. I'm sorry, but I belong that I didn't want to interrupt in the middle of the task. So there is a machlekes in Robasta between Rav Nosson and Rav Nosson. The halacha is divrei shchiv merayis kichsuv mechepsur enam. So it's a fact. But if it's matone shchiv merah, if it's shchiv merah, gives him matone, and then he recovers, so then the whole matone is bottom of it. Because when shchiv merah gives away his nechosim, so he gives away his nechosim because he anticipates the end. Now, so if he recovers, so that means it wasn't his intention to give it away. But suppose a bori gives the matone, and then and the bori gives the matone, and that is shrimra. So then, in other words, the matone was not given in anticipation of the end. So then, but he had to be sick, and then he recovered. So then the matone is affected. Now the question is, a certain person gave away matone. A person gave matone, a weak person who has always been ailing. So he gave away matone, and now he says there is a disagreement between the doni and the nisi. The shailah is now he recovered. So the question is, was the matone given as a bori, or the matone was given as a shrimra? So there is a machlekes. Is it a machlekes between Rav Nosson and Rabbah? So Rav Nosson says that as we know Bosharash, if right now he is a shrimra, so then we say, if right now he is a shrimra, so we say that matone that was made out was also made out while he was a shrimra. If right now he is a bori, so then we say that matone was made out while he was a bori. In other words, Rav Nosson goes Bosarash, and the Rabbonon say, we don't go Bosarash. But the Rabbonon say, we don't go Bosarash. So he says, really, Marshan also, because the Kabbalah is Rav Nosson, this year will not be Bosarash, we matone Shrimra. But I'm kind of Rabbonon, the people also Rav Nosson. Zeven, die moet blieb aus, aber man ist hier, ja, mit dem Chavir oder Bereit. The reason is why the Rabbono da chiri kan da gnossen, and we don't know was Rashi, is not that the Rabbono da gnossen hold, we don't consider was Rashi. We don't consider was Rashi. But was Rashi is not as effective to be made in Yara Musa. So Mele, the gnossen says, that if right now in the Shrimra, so then the Doni can be made to the Nehosi, can be made to the Nehosi from the Nehosi, and then the Rabbono say, no, it cannot be made to the Nehosi from the Nehosi, because I'm making the Chavere over it. But when there is no Chesed Mone, it came, Koshin Kam, Bishop Kisa, Adu Lechume, Balko, Chimran, after the Vazen, the Vidalin, the Vazen, 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 in other words, in Israel he can be a most tzak and he passes the chumre negative tzak of the argument. But the rayas of the Taz against the Ramo are not conclusive at all. Not conclusive at all. Because his raya, his main premise was that from the point of view of the first guy that thinks this, so here by Sheikha it should be awesome. So we saw it was not necessarily about. Why? Because the first guy that thinks this is the reason is why Reb Zeira is Matir and the Gibbon Pastens, Chavchizli is Matir, by Sheikha in Zosakim Bogu, and the Gibbon Pastens in the case of Hilo Batsomei. So it's because it's a gradual crime, because here it's not a gradual thing. Shikha is a gradual. So, Shikha is not always gradual. Sometimes, Shikha happens in one moment. A moment, and then something else. Even when it's gradual, but in regard to the confidence of the Shikha, there is a minimum knowledge. And if you pass, if you go beyond that minimum, if you forget one aloha of that minimum number of dinim, so then he becomes incompetent. If he forgets one essential thing, even if he knows 10,000 other aloha, so what avail is the fact that he knows all the other shittas in the Shrit? He might know all the shittas in the Shrit, and all the achreini in the Shrit, but if he forgets what Iko is, so then, all the knowledge in the Cheshchit will not avail him. And to forget one essential deed, that can happen in one moment. And then, the Taz HaSogei against Rabo is, that from the point of view of the second characteristic, so here, we do not have a reasonably attributable circumstance. No, so the answer is, here, we have a reasonably attributable circumstance because a person is more likely to forget at the end of a certain period than at the beginning of a certain period. So if the question is, did he forget the essential dinim of the Shchita the day after the Kapole, or he forgot it the year after the Kapole, so then there is a reasonably attributable circumstance that he forgot it the year after the Kapole, rather than the day after the Kapole. So the main way, the asogas of the Taz against the Psak of the Rabo, are not conquered.
January 14th, Tesh Shvat, Tesh Tov Shin Mem Aleph, Bli Ayin.